From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. The White House budget plan for fiscal year 2020 is out. It's a record $4.7 trillion ask, but science agencies and activities take cuts almost across the board. The president envisions an EPA budget cut by almost a third, a decrease of more than 10% at the Department of Energy and the National Institutes of Health. NASA's total funding would hold steady, but with more money going toward establishing a presence on the moon and less toward understanding Earth. Here to help make sense of all the numbers is Matt Horahan. He is the director of the R&D Budget and Policy Program for the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This time last year, we were talking about a White House budget plan that, in your opinion, prioritized spending cuts over all else and was willing to sacrifice science in the name of a smaller budget. This year, we've got a record big ask, the title of the budget, something like a budget for a better America. What's your take home from this budget plan?
Well, there are a lot of similarities between this budget and some of the prior budgets that we've seen from this administration. Like previous budgets, this budget seeks to cut back on non-defense spending in order to boost defense spending. And like previous budgets, it cuts across a great many areas, including science. And within science, it makes quite a few cuts. And in fact, this is an even tougher budget than we got last year. There were some positive elements to last year's budget. Last year's budget sought to hold steady on quite a few basic science programs within agencies like the National Science Foundation or the National Institutes of Health. This year's budget does away with some of those goals and actually makes some pretty sizable cuts, or would make some pretty sizable cuts to those agencies and others.
We should emphasize that this is the president's proposal. It did not end up being anything close to what Congress passed last year. And already we've been hearing from Congress that they don't think this is what we'll end up with as a final budget. But just talking about what this proposal says, perhaps about the priorities of the administration, interesting that the National Science Foundation, which funds a lot of earth and environmental science, pretty much holds steady, less than a 1% cut. But the National Institute of Health, which funds a lot of biomedical research, which seems to be an area of bipartisan support, something that President Trump even brought up in the State of the Union. There we're seeing a 10 or 15% cut in the budget proposed. What do you make of that?
Sure. Yeah. NIH would see a cut of about 12%. You mentioned the National Science Foundation. They'd also receive a cut of about 12%. So, as I said, we're seeing some pretty steep cuts across the board, even in areas where there has historically been quite a bit of bipartisan agreement. That would include, for example, cancer research. Both Democrats and Republicans have for many, many years been wholeheartedly behind funding cancer research. The current budget would drop cancer research funding by about $900 million below the current year. That's a pretty sizable cut, again, on the order of 10 or 12%.
And again, pretty interesting, given that the president did in his State of the Union set curing childhood cancer as a goal.
That's right. That's right. And in fact, the budget does prioritize pediatric cancer. There is a new initiative within NIH that would increase pediatric cancer research by about $50 million. And so naturally, the administration is focused on that new initiative, as part of their message. But again, that comes in the context of fairly massive cuts to other forms of cancer research.
Matt Horahan, another place where the White House proposes some pretty dramatic cuts is the Department of Energy. Again, a place where there's pretty bipartisan support for the research activities of the Department of Energy, but those take a hit from the White House. I mean, there's a lot of disagreement on these issues.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you've got a couple different elements within the Energy Department. You've got the basic science programs, which tend to get a bit more bipartisan support. And there, the real priorities for the administration, and these are shared priorities between the administration and the Congress, are advanced computing, exascale computing, quantum information science. I mean, these are areas that the White House would like to see funding increases, and Congress is entirely likely to provide those increases this year, depending on how some other larger factors shake out. But outside of those few areas, basic science within DOE would drop by about 16 or 17%. So again, these are incredibly sizable cuts, similar to what we've seen in prior years from this administration. On the applied side, now that's the basic science part of the Energy Department. They also fund quite a bit of applied technological research on efficiency, renewables, nuclear energy, fossil energy. And these areas have always been a target for the Trump administration, especially the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. It funds $2 to $3 billion a year in low-carbon energy R&D. The Trump administration would do away with about 70% of their funding in this budget. And those programs tend to be a bit more controversial, a bit more partisan. But again, as you mentioned earlier, the administration has been trying to cut those programs back dramatically for a few years now, and so far they have not succeeded.
Well, on the same theme, I mean, the biggest percentage-wise proposed cut in this budget plan is the EPA. Again, the White House proposing a 31% cut to the EPA budget. This is basically what they asked for last year, although interesting that the total amount they're asking for this year is a little bit more than actually what they asked for last year. But again, asking for this 30% cut that they didn't get from Congress last year.
Sure, that's right. That's right. EPA, they'd scale back EPA. They'd scale back the U.S. Geological Survey. They'd scale back NASA Earth Science. And these are all, to varying degrees, repeats of past requests. And I think it says something about the relatively enduring support within the Congress for science programs that these requests to cut back these programs have not really gone anywhere. And I think you'd expect with the Democrats now in control of the House that even further reduces the odds that the Trump administration is going to succeed in achieving these funding cutbacks.
We saw last year a push to get more legislators with science backgrounds into office with the Democrats in control of the House. Now we've got Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson, a nurse by training, longtime representative from Texas, leading the House Science, Space and Technology Committee. We've seen climate science hearings in recent months. Do you feel like there's a strong pro-science feeling in Congress at this point?
I mean, I don't know that there is a particularly pro-science feeling now any more than there has been historically, at least when it comes to funding. I mean, one of the little known facts about the federal budget and the federal science budget is that it's actually been fairly steady over many decades.
Matt Hourihan is the director of the R&D Budget and Policy Program for the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Matt, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.